Good morning. The Hebrew Bible lesson this morning is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 27 through 34. And that's on page 691 of the Hebrew Bible in the Bible in the pew in front of you. In the large print Bible, it's on page 899. Hear the word of the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of humans and the seed of animals. And just as I have watched over them to pluck up and break down, to overthrow, destroy, and bring evil, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall no longer say, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. But all shall die for their own sins. The teeth of everyone who eats sour grapes shall be set on edge. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remembering their sin no more. The word of God for the people of God. Please join me in the responsive psalm reading, Psalm 19. It's in the hymnal on page 750 and 751. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them God has set a tent for the sun, which comes forth like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and runs its course with joy like a strong man. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hid from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can understand one's own errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Also keep your servant from the insolent. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through chapter 4, verse 5. It can be found on page 201, the New Testament section of your pew Bible, or on page 260 in the large print Bible. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Luke, as we have for many weeks, but this time a little further. A story actually that caught many in our Bible study off guard. I thought it was a well-known story, perhaps not for you, perhaps it is. But let us turn to Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. It's on page 76 in the Pew Bibles, New Testament. Or if you're reading the large print edition, it's on page 99. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And will he find faith on earth? Well, as I said earlier, in embarrassing our lay leader, today is Laity Sunday. And I remind you of the opportunity we have to recognize and celebrate the work of all of you in this body of Christ, and I offer my heartfelt thanks to you. But today we'll also consider the mission and the call of all lay members to the work of God's kingdom through Christ. I want to share with you a bit from the Book of Discipline of the United Methodist Church. Now, that can be a dry document, but if you will indulge me a few sections, short sections, because I think it really has something important to say to all of us. So listen to these words that comes from a section entitled The Ministry of All Christians. The heart of Christian ministry. The heart of Christian ministry is Christ's ministry of outreaching love. Christian ministry is the expression of the mind and mission of Christ by a community of Christians that demonstrates a common life of gratitude and devotion, witness and service, celebration and discipleship. All Christians are called through their baptism to this ministry of servanthood in the world to the glory of God and for human fulfillment. The forms of this ministry are diverse in locale, in interest, and in denominational accent, yet always Catholic in spirit and outreach. The ministry of the laity. The ministry of the laity flows from a commitment to Christ's outreaching love. Lay members of the United Methodist Church are, by history and calling, active advocates of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear this. Every lay person is called to carry out the Great Commission. Every lay person is called to be missional. The witness of the laity, their Christ-like examples of everyday living, as well as the sharing of their own faith experiences of the gospel, is the primary evangelistic ministry through which all people will come to know Christ, and the United Methodist Church will fulfill its mission. The ministry of all Christians is in Christ's name and spirit is both a gift and a task. The gift is God's unmerited grace. The task is unstinting service. Entrance into and acceptance of ministry begin in a local church, but the impulse to minister always moves one beyond the congregation toward the whole human community. God's gifts are richly diverse for a variety of services, yet all have dignity and worth. Faithful ministry. The people of God, who are the church made visible in the world, must convince the world of the reality of the gospel or leave it unconvinced. There can be no delegation or evasion of this responsibility. The church is either faithful as a witnessing and serving community, or it loses its vitality and its impact on an unbelieving world. All United Methodists are summoned and sent by Christ to live and work together in mutual interdependence and to be guided by the Spirit into the truth that frees and the love that reconciles. Well, the meaning of all these words of doctrine is truly wonderful, but it may strike you as long and complicated. In contrast, listen again to the words that Paul wrote to Timothy that Daniel read to us, because I believe that Paul's message has an application for each and every one of us. I want you to think about the image on the bulletin cover. I hope that's not a strange image to you. This is the Holy Bible. But think about that image as you listen. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. He wasn't speaking only to Timothy. He was speaking to all of us. Everyone who belongs to God may be proficient in the Holy Bible. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of His appearing and His kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. For the time is coming, and I would argue is here today, when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. And finally, I want to remind you of a promise that each of us made, a promise that we made. On Sunday, September 29th, I baptized James Sage, and we welcomed him and Mary Watt as new members of our church. And if you'll remember, toward the end of that liturgy, all of us together made this promise. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministry of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Well, today, as you know, is Laity Sunday, and we are in the middle of our time of stewardship emphasis that will culminate on Sunday, November 24th, which is Commitment Sunday. That's the day that all faithful members will return their commitment cards and offer them on the altar, offer them back to God, offering to God some of God's money to the ministries of this church. our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. This is what God is asking of each of us. I want you to think about it. I want you to pray about it. And as for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, and carry out your ministry fully. Amen.